This weekend, Berlin hosts the 5th annual European Bat Festival. The city is home to more than half of all European bat species. At the end of the summer, some 10,000 bats flock to the Spandau Citadel in western Berlin to begin their long hibernation. NPR's Guy Raz spoke to some of Germany's most passionate bat lovers who say the bats in former East Germany get a bad rap.
Bats are taken seriously here. This year, the Eurobat organization has declared 2001 the year of the bat, and Andreas Streit is the bat czar. He's employed by the United Nations, and his job is to administer the European Agreement on the Conservation of Bats.
Some persons call me the real Batman, but I know that the actor of Batman, Michael Keaton himself, is also involved in nature protection, so it makes a good link between the two of us.
He once worked on archiving the papers of the former East German security service, the Stasi. In his new job as bat czar, he admits, he's gone a bit, well, batty.
If you see them closely, you can see how cute they are, in fact. They don't do any harm to humans or other animals. They play a very, very useful role in the ecosystem.
This weekend, Andreas Streit's hanging out at the Spandauer Citadel to welcome back the bats. Strangely enough, this is what bats sound like. They emit such high-frequency sounds, the only way to hear them is through a high-tech device that removes ultrasonic frequencies from the atmosphere. Andrea Weingart, another bat conservationist, says the bats like the 15th-century Spandauer Citadel.
In the winter, there are about 10,000 bats who come to the Spandauer Citadelle. It's an old building where they live, and they are welcome there, and they've got good conditions to live there, that they come back.
It's also one of the rare occasions when the East German pipistrelle bats come here to the western part of the city. The Berlin Wall didn't only divide humans, it also set up separate zones for the bats. According to bat conservationist Weingart, eastern Berlin has a higher number of older buildings, good for the pipistrelle bat.
This kind of bat especially likes old buildings and roofs of old buildings, because there are gaps in it, and they can fly into these gaps and live there.
The western Berlin bats, the Serotine, are partial to the tacky 1960s architecture that dominates the landscape there. Building codes in West Berlin reduced the small nooks and cracks that allowed the pipistrelle to find shelter there, so they stayed in the Russian-occupied part of the city. But after the wall came down, scores of old buildings in the eastern half of the city were demolished, and the pipistrelle lost its preferred real estate. The Berlin government is now drafting a new law that will require all buildings in the eastern part of the city to include special nesting boxes for the city's beloved bats. Until then, they'll wrap their wings and tuck in for the winter, upside down, in the cavernous cellars of the Spandauer Citadel. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.